This is program number LW1805. Well, if there's one time we get into trouble, it's when we judge a man's motives. Hi, this is Larry West. You know, all you have to do is walk into a break room in some industrial plant somewhere, you know, where people are drinking coffee or soft drinks or something, taking a break during the day, and listen to them talk. The topic of their conversation is usually someone who's not there. And what they're usually saying is something that's not very nice. They're sitting in judgment. I can hear it now. Well, if it were me, I would have, right? And on it goes. Have you ever gone to a family reunion, maybe during the 4th of July or Christmas or New Year's holidays, and it seems that whichever family member it was who leaves during the day, that person becomes the topic of conversation for the rest? And after a while, it just sort of makes you afraid to leave the party yourself, right? I mean, after all, the people who will talk to you will talk about you. The hardest thing not to do is to judge the motives of others. Hey, got a challenge for you today. Just because you wouldn't have done it that way, it does not necessarily mean that it was done a wrong way. And even if it were done a wrong way, hey, how about giving the person the benefit of the doubt? Don't judge his motives. For example, enter the new Mr. Father-in-law. His only child, a daughter, has just married Mr. Prince Charming. Now, Dad is the owner of a rather large department store in the city, and he has been planning for 20 years to turn it over one day to that new son-in-law who would come in to the family and marry his own little girl. Dad had it all planned out. But it just so happened that the daughter fell in love and married a guy who liked to wear jeans and boots. He grew up on the farm, and that's where he wants to stay. He couldn't stand the idea of being confined inside four walls all day, and the idea of wearing a tie and shoes made chills run up and down his spine. What? Says Dad. You mean the clod would rather straddle some tractor all day and play in the dirt when I'm offering him a position in a million-dollar business? Why, if it were me, if I had had such a chance as I'm giving that boy, I would have jumped at it. That's the way it all starts, isn't it? Then you know what comes next. I know what it is, says Dad, talking to his daughter. He doesn't love your mother and me. He doesn't appreciate what we're trying to do for you. He's irresponsible. He's... And on Dad goes, judging his new son-in-law's motives. It just may be that the new entree into the family wants to be a farmer. He's not lazy, he's not irresponsible, he's not a coward, a guy who will gamble against the weather, insects, the economy, and the high price of land and machinery. That kind of guy can't be very much of a coward. But you see, because he didn't do it Dad's way, then Dad sits in judgment on him. One of the most difficult things not to do in life is to judge one's motives. Got a challenge for you today. Take a deep look, really, at yourself, just to see whether or not you have fallen into the trap of judging someone else's motives. Talking about exactly that, it was Jesus Christ himself who said one day, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." He said, "Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye?" He said, "How can you say, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when all the time there is a plank in your own eye?" Jesus said, "You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." Good words of advice. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. We care. My point today is, just because somebody else didn't do it your way, it does not necessarily mean it's a wrong way. Don't judge a man's motives. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.